Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone who has tuned in today. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and you're listening to Your Turning Point. Thanks to all of our fans, our friends, our supporters, our new listeners. We appreciate each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And also to our studio audience. Y'all look so lovely today. It's so beautiful on the outside. I mean, outside of this place. Wish we could have done our program outside today. The fall weather is just so beautiful out there. And, you know, just hate to be inside. And I'm hoping that you had an opportunity to experience this lovely weather over the weekend. I know I certainly did. It's been a beautiful weekend. And as we getting ready to move into the latter part this year, when I'm talking about November and December, next month is November, Thanksgiving again, and then the Christmas holiday. It's the time has just gone so fast, so quickly, and I hope that you got a chance to get some of the things done that you plan to do in January. I know I tried. I can't tell you that I've gotten everything done, but I certainly tried. So, and we have an excellent topic today that, you know, talks about that time to clean your cachet and prepare for the new year. And we're just so excited about some of the things that will be happening coming up next year. We are going to be initiating more conferences. And, you know, these are live conferences that we'll plan at a venue, and we'll invite people from all over to come to these conferences. We'll be hosting more teleconferences and also some how-to seminars. So we're going to add some things to our roster and, you know, invite you all to come and be a part of that. So let us know what you think about that. Why don't you email us and let us know how your turning point so far has helped you, either in your personal life or in your business. Because we receive many emails from people that say, thank you. Thank you for sharing this with me. Thank you for, you know, showing me how to do that. Thank you. I was thinking about that, but I just didn't know how to put it into action. So, and we really appreciate hearing from each and every one of you. So if you have even an idea for a show, or you want to be a guest on Your Turning Point to share what you have done, what you have accomplished, whether it's this year or whether it's last year, or even tell us where you were, and meaning where you were at one point in time and where you are today because of the positive impact that you have heard here right on Your Turning Point. We'd be glad to receive those emails, because I love to receive emails from each and every one of you. And we have received so much email this year. It's just amazing to us, and it's so motivating to us to hear, you know, these about how your life was changed. It's very motivating to let us know that, you know, our labor is not in vain, that what we're producing here has helped you in some way to better your situation, your circumstance. So let us know. Again, that email address is turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Once again, turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. And like I said, we're going to be talking about time to clean your cachet and prepare for the new year. You know, it's that time. It's that time. Because October is, next week is the last week of October. It's almost gone. Then we into the holiday season. We into the November, and we into the December. And then again, it'll be January once again. So let's take time to clean out those things. And what we mean by that, number one, evaluate whether this is your life, your business, or whatever it may be. evaluate what has worked and what has not worked. Why don't you get a piece of paper and jot these things down? Number one, evaluate what has worked and what has not worked. Now, when you think about that, think about whether or not you can eliminate that which has not worked. Or maybe you could rework it and reintroduce it. You know, even in Turning Point Enrichment, we look at these things from time to time. And we don't wait for the end of the year, but, you know, this happened to be the topic today, that we eliminate things. We don't let them stay for too long. We give them a fair run. Maybe 3 to 6 months. This is a trial period. And if it's not working, we either eliminate it or we rework it and reintroduce it. Maybe there's something that we have to, you know, switch or turn around or reintroduce a different way. But don't ever be afraid of or thinking that, you know, it's a failure or whatever. Take another look at it and see what you can do with it before you eliminate it. Number two, it's time to move forward into greatness. Dream big and make moves toward it. Dream big. You have big ideas. You have big dreams. Don't try to hold on to those things that are minute. But expand your mind so you can dream big. Dismiss those small dreams that only frustrate you, because that's exactly what they do. They frustrate you. You have to adjust the way you see things, the way you look at things. Don't just cancel it out and say, well, I don't have this, I don't have that, so it's no need for me to dream bigger. That's not true. Dream big. Because small dreams, they don't challenge you to press beyond yourself. But when you dream big, you'll start looking for things will challenge you. You'll start growing because small dreams do not help you to grow. But big dreams, they challenge you and they help you to grow by pushing beyond your boundaries. New ideas will come. Even, you know, new steps in toward your goal in that forward direction will come. It will expand the way you think. It will expand your mind because the dream is big. It's beyond you. You have to see things beyond you in order for them to go forward, to make it work, to be a success in whatever area you are in. Number three, harness your finances. Eliminate waste and unnecessary things. You have to do it. You just can't keep spending, spending, spending. You have to eliminate waste and unnecessary things. Because a lot of what is spent, you don't really need. Evaluate and put your money where your company will benefit. Don't spend it on foolish things that just because you have the money, just spend it haphazardly. But evaluate. Give your company a boost into your intended direction. When you have extra, look at your company. Look at your business. Be business-minded. Don't be wasteful. Stop focusing on things that do not give you a return, something that has no benefits. Just because you have it doesn't mean that you have to utilize it. Think about it. Think about that question. Make two charts. This is reality. Make two charts. One for spending and the other for benefits. The question, how, ask yourself this question when you make that thought, how can my company benefit from this? And really think about that. If it's not, if it's something that's not going to give you a good return, it has no benefits for your company, get rid of it. Because it's just a feeling. It's just a moment. And many people get in trouble by the moment, living for the moment. But this is something that, your company is something that you're building. So you have to reinvest money back into your company in order for it to be successful. Move your company into the black. Don't have it in the red. Because what happens when you have it in red, then an opportunity comes, then something comes where you can really pour money into something and then you don't have it. Then you have to borrow. Then you have to cut corners here and cut corners there. And what happens there, your everything, if you look at the foundation, it starts getting shaky. We're talking about building stability into your company. Clean out your cachet. Prepare for the new year. Clean out those old thoughts. Take a different look at what you're doing. All these things means what we're talking about today, when we talk about cleaning and preparing, look again. Look again and see how your company or how your life can benefit from harnessing your finances, from dreaming big, and from what you're presently doing right now. Number four. Revisit your vision. Ask yourself this question. Am I still pursuing my dream or vision? Or have I slightly detoured from the path? And this is, again, this is something that should not be asked once a year. This should be something that's done quarterly. Have I slightly detoured from the path? But you always have to keep this in the back of your mind when you're dealing with your business. You don't want to stray off the path. You want to stay on the path and not spread yourself so thin that it creates chaos in your life, that it creates stress. Immediately, if you find things out of order, put them back into order. Just do it. Just begin to, like number one says, eliminate, rework. Rework things. And the fifth one, continue organizing everything. Give your staff and employees something to look forward to for the new year. Celebrate them and tell them of how their accomplishments have contributed to the success of the company. Prepare to enter into the new year energized and looking forward to the increased productivity. So those are some of the ways that you could prepare for the new year. By cleaning out your cachet and keeping yourself in the right direction toward your goal. And if any of these items have been opened up and the light bulb came on, let us know about it. Let us know what you're going to do to prepare for the new year. Once you mark your turning point as a favorite and share this link with friends, we love hearing from each and every one of you. So until next week, or week after next, because we won't be here next week. We'll be on an assignment. But tune in the following week to another Motivational Monday on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. This is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.